In Beirut today, the leader of Lebanon's opposition party declared victory in Sunday's elections. Saad Hariri is the son of assassinated ex-Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri, and the victory of his coalition stands as an historic rejection of Syrian control. Here to tell us a bit more about what these results mean is Ramez Malouf, a professor of journalism at the Lebanese American University, and he joins us from his office in Beirut. Nice to have you on the program, sir.
My pleasure.
What's been the mood in Beirut today?
Well, in the part of town I'm in, it's euphoric. Our university is next door to the house of Rafiq al-Hariri. And in fact, in Beirut, in the elections 4 weeks ago, voted overwhelmingly for Rafiq al-Hariri's coalition or his son's coalition. So people here are pretty happy.
It's important to remember that this election was held in four phases, as you mentioned, Beirut first, and then the southern part of the country where Hezbollah and Amal, the Shiite political groupings, did very well. Then into the central part of the country where the Druze, many Druze live, also many Christians, and then to the north where elections were held this past weekend.
Right, yesterday. And this was a highly contested election, and it resulted in the victory of the Saad Hariri coalition, and this is giving him a majority in parliament, something quite unusual for Lebanon, where smaller parties always had a few seats, and a majority was negotiated over every a bill that went to parliament. This time, this coalition comes in with a majority and with a very definite agenda.
Well, what is their agenda? We know that they're the anti-Syrian coalition. What are they for?
Well, a number of things that are immediate, and I believe in the long run it will be reflected in a more moderate Lebanon, and the immediate agenda is the release of one of the militia leaders of the civil war, the lonely militia leader that was actually imprisoned, Samir Jaja, a Christian Maronite, who was disliked by the Syrians and has been in jail for 11 years, accused of a number of crimes. Some of them he might have committed, but not unlike other militias who never had to spend a day in jail. So this is something that the Christians are very much looking forward to. And they joined that alliance, his grouping, the Lebanese Forces, which was the strongest Christian militia during the war, joined the alliance of Saad Hariri. And this was one of their demands. And I foresee that he will be freed very, very soon. Something else on their agenda is redrafting the electoral law to make it more representative. There's a general agreement that the law, the electoral law of the year 2000, was drafted under Syrian pressure to give an advantage to their supporters. And despite that, the anti-Syrian opposition was able to master a majority. So I think that law will soon be changed. Another thing that is on the agenda, and that might not be within the reach of the anti-Syrian opposition, and that is to force the president, who is a Maronite leader by tradition in Lebanon, the president has to be a Christian, to force him to resign or to force him out of office. It's not clear that they will be able to do that. They need a two-thirds majority in parliament, and they don't have that. They might be able to negotiate it, but it's probably unlikely.
Ramez Malouf, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Ramez Malouf joined us from Beirut, where he's a professor of journalism at the American University in Beirut. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.